Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Lisa Stroman joins us now, licensed psychologist and founder and director of Digital Citizen Academy, one of the first organizations to address the global issue of technology addiction and overuse, which is a great segment anyway. But Dr. Stroman, what are the ramifications of have these kids starting en masse again? Let's first start with K through 5.
So K through 5, to your point, these kids can't even get vaccinated. So that's an entirely different group that you know ahead of time that we should have known when this started that we aren't going to be able to protect this population because they're pediatric. And when you look at the numbers that the CDC themselves put out there, the rates of potential implications or death are much higher for even flu than they are COVID. So when you're putting them in masks and you're putting them back into the environment, you know, you're typically going to manage like language comprehension issues. You're going to look at situations where emotional challenges and social interactions are happening. It's impacting our kids in ways that we have to stop and we have to think about what is the benefit and what is the risk in this population.
You're the professional, but what I've been reading is if you tell a first grader needs to be reading people's faces and emotions, is the teacher happy? Are they confused? Are they angry? They don't know. What emotions are they showing? What are their classmates showing? Their face is covered with these adult masks. Now, for a short time, okay. But what about, from what I just said, is that a big deal?
It is a big deal when we look at it. We're looking at it through a filter of a parent-adult situation, right? We're looking at our kids and we're saying, this isn't right. This isn't how we learn. This isn't how humans interact. Kids, fortunately, are resilient, so they're figuring out ways to do it. But it's not ideal. And so we really do have to look at the CDC and what the science is saying and say, is this population, specifically you asked me up to age fifth grade, where before age 12, is it better for them to actually be able to see faces? Absolutely. You know, when you're looking at whether or not this potential vector of a child is going to be spreading in a situation where we've got teachers vaccinated and we have parents vaccinated, like that's where we have to sit down. We have to say, like, what makes sense in this situation? And to me, I think that the emotional and social issues that kids are facing are far greater than a situation where we're going to throw them into a mask and ask them to wear it for 7 hours a day.
Are you worried?
I am. I mean, I'm a parent. I've got a 12 and a 14-year-old, and I work for 17 years. I've worked with a population of young adults, and I've never seen a higher rate of self-harm, of disordered eating, of suicidal ideation. Like, our kids are struggling, and I think if you look at the global population, you've got the highest rates in history where we have depression, anxiety, and suicidal potential in this young population. And we have to look at what changed.
Dr. Stroman, all we hear from is we don't hear from you enough. We don't hear from people in your profession enough. We only hear from medical professionals, people who look at numbers. And a lot of times we don't even see the numbers and stats and data to back up what they're saying. But we got to hear from the emotional, psychological side more. Are you and your colleagues frustrated that no one's even seeking your advice?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I've been throwing out information. I mean, I'll get on a plane and come to New York and go on your show. I mean, I will be front and center having a conversation about this because the realities are I work with an online safety company that looks at the back end of what kids are kind of posting, quote unquote, secretly on their accounts academically. And at the end of last year, we had a 429% increase in content per student in the elementary school age. And we had a 73% of that population starting to talk about self-harm and suicidality. It is a crisis. And if we do not talk about it, we are going to be in big trouble 2, 3, 5 years from now.
I know. I think you guys got to demand it. You know, it's teachers and parents have opinions. But you guys do this for a living, and you have to see the kids. And I want you to hear what, and this is not going to make you happy, but this is the president of the second biggest teachers union in the country. Listen.
vaccination is the number one gold standard, that we need to, you know, bring back our masks for schools. We're going to keep kids safe. We're going to keep our members safe. And we're going to try to open up schools. And we're going to try to move through this political battlefield.
And she says she won't do anything if they tell her not to on the CDC. But we know that she's been talking to the CDC, giving their recommendations, and they cut and pasted her emails and made it their policy. So how are you supposed to trust the CDC? They basically have become political organs. I can't get this woman even to cut a to go and take questions from people, let alone, I mean, the last thing she did yesterday, she did it on audio. I don't even know if she means what she says and who's writing her copy. But does that frustrate you, knowing that we could be another year, at least start the year that way?
But absolutely frustrating. A, what she just said doesn't make sense. Vaccinations are the gold standard, and then she goes into, like, the math. So, like, I don't know which one she's trying to say is most important in this situation. Right. You know, and I think that what your point being that we've got a bunch of different factions coming forward and saying, this is what we want to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And I say, you have to stop and you have to look at the priority that we should have as Americans, that our children come first. And if it means the difference between going to school or having to stay at home, by all means, get them into the school, however that happens. Secondly, look at, okay, what are the implications if you're putting them in a mask? And is that going to actually give them the best chance in terms of academically moving forward? We are falling behind in America. And until we stop and we look and we say, how far are we going to let this slide happen? We're going to continue to put our kids at risk.
The other thing I like to bring up is that Dr. McCarry did a study with Hopkins, and they looked at all the kids that have lost their lives under 18. Almost every one of them had comorbidity, sadly, a leukemia or something, some type of lung disease or severe asthma that led to this. And it comes out proportionally, statistically, which they keep telling us, go by the stats, go by the data, to 0%. Mm-hmm. So, and they have not done a thorough study of this. We have to go to Israel to get their studies, a smaller focus group. I got it, smaller country, I understand it, but they have the same vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about kids that are old enough to get vaccinated, like the 12 and over and things like that, I'm not a medical person. I'm married to one, so I have a little bit of comparable information because of his access. He said, you know, the thing that they're talking about in medical terminology is that 1 in 31,000 kids are actually being impacted by a vaccine. You have 1 in 3,000 kids, a 10 times more likely chance of getting a clotting disorder if they actually get the disease, if they actually get the virus. So it's much better for kids, and there's more opportunity for them to be protected. So you have to look at the science. And to your point, we shouldn't have to go to Israel to get this data, or to the UK, or go to all these other countries to figure out what's happening. But unfortunately, that's what we're having to do, because we're not having a consistent messaging come from our own government and CDC.
Dr. Stroman is with us now, licensed psychologist. We're talking about the effect on kids in school. So if you talk about 7th and 8th graders, 9th and 10th graders, you also have this idea that this addiction to our devices is detrimental. I get it. Now what you did is you tell people to go home and do the remote classroom learning, or they're on their phone so much because they can't do the interaction they normally have. That adds to the isolation. So if someone listening right now is worried about their kids, notice that they're a little different, what could they do besides maybe homeschool them or find another school that allows them to interact more normally?
Yeah, first and foremost, kids are they need social interaction. They need in-person connection with others. We all do. Kids are learning how to develop who they are as adults. When we put them in devices, you literally open them up into a global portal so that they can connect with anyone in the world. And we're seeing kids that are increasing the amount that they're pushing boundaries. Nudity and sexual content is increased by 76% generally overall. If you look at the elementary school ages, you're starting to see 8-year-olds that are chronically viewing pornography at this point. It's because we don't have the ability to oversee what they're doing online. Get them off of the devices. Understand that as a parent, it is hard. I get it. We're in a pandemic. We have all of these issues ourselves as adults. Your job is to parent your children. Your job is to understand what they're doing. The devices are putting them at risk in multiple ways.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stroman. Well, I'll get you to New York and we could discuss this, because a lot of parents are extremely concerned because they feel powerless. They can't afford private school, and some unions deciding what kind of education their kid's getting. Dr. Lisa Stroman, thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to be there.
And by the way, her Twitter handle, at Dr. D-R Lisa, Stroman.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.